said, wake up, puff.
This is Mix 94.5's Clazzy, Matt and Kimber.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber in the morning.
Hey podcasters, Clazzy, Matt and Kimber here.
On today's catch up, words you can't say.
Must hear mortgage advice from expert Joel Gibson.
The headmaster of Hale School here in Perth, Dean DeLolo.
And Matt's song to keep us all together.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber in the morning.
On Mix 94.5.
The Prime Minister had his chat yesterday, another chat. We were seeing him very often as we were seeing the Premier, and leaders are important at this point in time. But he listed a whole bunch of, a whole raft of new things that we can't do or are being limited at this point in time last night.
Yep.
Yeah, it would have been good if he'd read the script first or at least checked it with some people before he just sort of made the national announcement, though, maybe.
Yeah, he included food courts apart from takeaway. He talked about nail salons, tanning, beauty therapy, and a lot of things have been closed down. The open house inspections for real estate agents, which would have been distressing for them, but it's just the way of the world. And he also threw this one in.
Barre, I hope I've pronounced that correct. I might need some help with that. I'm not quite sure what that is, to be honest.
Okay, so Scammer wasn't advised about bar workouts before the chat. But, you know, it's understandable. He obviously doesn't do it.
Well, I didn't know what it was. I've just looked it up and it's like, oh, okay, it's sort of based on ballet, right?
Yeah.
Like a ballet bar, yes.
Yeah, it's part of Pilates classes. But also, you know, when we MC gigs and you get a script and there's a word in there you don't know, the first thing you do is you go to the organisers and you go, hey, just quickly, can I check the pronunciation of this and what is it so I know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I guess. Skip the memo on that one.
Yeah. And ScoMo's more a Bikram guy, I think. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I do. And I'm going to say this, you know, I mean, yes, we have MC'd events, but I'm going to suggest that what ScoMo's going through at the moment is slightly more important and slightly harder than, you know, the 80th anniversary of some pump from a gold mine in Kalgoorlie.
Kimber was talking about,
so kind.
Kimber was talking about introing you with my laugh out loud. What are you talking about? Totally important
maybe,
gigs.
You know, I mean, maybe he just he doesn't know how to say the word. That makes it tougher.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
You know, it's hard to just, you know, if some people just struggle to say any word.
That's right, you little
yes.
you little squirrel, you gorgeous
well, of
little
course,
squirrel.
Yes.
My dad, who can't say Ohio, he says Ohio.
Ohio.
Oh,
I love
Ohio.
It.
Hi.
Add another syllable in there.
133353. As we've been saying, our lines are open. We'd love to know if there's either yourself or someone you know has got a word that they just can't say. We've been talking about what the Prime Minister had to say last night. This is something part of his press conference.
Barre, I hope I've pronounced that correct. I might need some help with that. I'm not quite sure what that is, to be honest.
Bar workouts is what was one of the things that was pretty much on the list we're not allowed to do at this point in time in Australia.
Yep, and
just closing
down. You can't say, you know?
Absolutely. Now, have a listen to this. Last time we talked about things you can't say, and we pick on Kimber forever about squirrel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you say it again, Kimber?
Squirrel.
Oh, I see. You've been working at that, right? Have a listen to these ones.
Julie's in at. Well, Julie, what's the word?
Hedgehog.
Oh, that's so cute.
Does anyone feel like a hedgehog slice? Do you want to have another go now that we've said it, Julie?
Hedgehog.
Here's another one.
Sandy's in Auburn Grove. Sandy, what's the word you can't say?
Iron. Iron. So Iron.
One more go for us, Sandy.
Iron.
Iron. Thought we'd take it to the phones and see what word you can't say.
How good to hear Captain Paul's evil laugh there in the background.
Brookdale. G'day, Joy.
Hey, how are you? my word? Is consumables.
Yeah. Fifth go was better than not at all, Joy.
Consumables. I said it right the first time.
Yeah.
But it didn't come out right, you know?
No, you didn't, Joy. You didn't get it right the first time.
Are you sure, Matt?
No, you said consumables.
Consumables,
Joy. It's not
that's
one
right,
that comes up very often.
I know. And it's like, yeah, so I don't say it often either, but it's like, you know, stocking up on and consumer, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, probably getting said a lot more right now, isn't it, Joel, with the shopping
yes, it
stuff.
Would be, yeah.
But it's, yeah, it's one of those things I think, well, stuff instead of consumable.
Stuff.
Stuff.
Get more stuff.
But
oh,
you can say,
bless you, Joy.
You can say perishables, right, Joy?
Yeah, perishables.
Yeah, that's easy.
Love it. Thanks, Joy.
Mind you, I said it quite quickly.
Yeah, you did. Well done, Joy. Hey, Janet's in Hammersley. G'day, Janet. What's the word that someone in your family can't say?
Yeah, my daughter, she's 40 and she still can't say unnecessarily. She says unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
Vegetable.
At least that one's you can change too as well. You can say not necessary. So you can buy yourself an easy way out, but unnecessarily.
That's true, yes. Yes.
Oh, but I'd much rather hear unnecessarily. Celery.
Celery. That is gold.
Thanks, Janet.
Good on you, Jake.
Thanks, Janet.
Let's go to Jeremy. G'day, Jeremy. What's the word that you can't say?
Yeah, it's not me. It's my partner. She can't say accurately. She says accurately.
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 Yeah, accurately. Yeah.
Not very accurate.
No.
And you do, you wonder, don't you, is that a habit you got into as a kid and you just can never break out of it, or is it a physiological thing with your mouth and tongue? I don't know.
Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Time to talk about what's going on with the banks and see what support you can get. And I've got to say that One Big Switch is a consumer network with over 1.1 million members in this country, and their campaign director Joel Gibson has applauded the banks for assisting with mortgage stress and called for lenders to follow suit around the nation. Joel joins us this morning. Firstly, mate, how are you?
Very well, thanks, guys.
Joel, around the world, governments have made the call to freeze mortgages for 3 months. Should we wait for that to possibly happen, or should we be contacting banks now?
I think, look, if you're in any sort of trouble, you should contact banks now. They've made it very easy on their websites to find the forms. Also, on our website, onebigswitch.com.au/news. You'll see the direct links to all the forms at the big four banks. But look, the Commonwealth Bank CEO was on air last night saying they've had 15,000 applications in the past 3 days. So if you need to make an application, I'd say don't leave it another day. Get in there and get your name on the list.
What's the current situation? If you're struggling, you would get online and make that application to your bank. And what kind of relief would you be hoping for?
All four big banks have said that they're prepared to defer mortgage repayments for up to 6 months for people who need it. And so what you need to do, obviously, is fill out that form. It's really important that people understand it's not an interest holiday. Mm. You'll still accrue interest on your loan during that six-month period, and you'll just have to pay it back later on. It'll be added on to your future mortgage payments and spread over those payments, not just one big balloon or lump sum at the end of the 6 months.
Mate, just quickly, I spoke to my bank manager yesterday who sounded like her head was going to fall off, but she was mainly concerned because people were coming into branches sick. She had to threaten a guy that they'd call the police if he didn't go home. People just got to be using common sense, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the chief medical officer said on air last night, people are getting a positive diagnosis in some cases, and then they're popping down the pharmacy on the way home before self-isolating.
Yeah.
He said, you absolutely must not do that.
I mean, forgive me for being negative here, but, you know, at a time where we're all trying to come together and we do need these kind of relief structures in place, is there a catch to anything here with the banks, other than the fact we do have to pay the interest back later? Is this a genuine offer to help everybody?
The banks, obviously, they will operate always in their own interests, and they don't want hundreds of thousands of people from defaulting on their mortgages over the next 6 months. And so this is their way of making sure that those people on their books remain on their books on the other side of this crisis, because it will pass. We will come out the other side.
Of course.
And also last week, the RBA, emergency 25 basis point rate cut on Thursday. Three out of four big banks didn't pass that on. We're not saying that they're angels, but they are. Fortunately, they are acting swiftly and early to try and give people some help who are getting smashed by this crisis.
No, Joel, I've seen all of their ads, and it looks like they're really top people, all of them. Joel,
you love the banks, don't you?
I really do. Mate, of course, the big group that we always sort of forget about, and God knows I've been a renter for pretty much all of my adult life, there are plenty of people who don't have a mortgage, they rent, and they are also in financial trouble, or could find themselves in financial trouble being out of a job. What's going to happen for them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the stats are about a third of people have a mortgage, a third rent, and a third have paid off their mortgage. So there's just as many renters out there as there are borrowers, and they're often forgotten, like you say. I like to say renters are the most underrepresented group of people in Australia.
Yeah,
but there are
agreed.
Some housing unions and organisations sticking up for renters right now. They're calling for a moratorium on evictions indefinitely until we see this crisis pass by. And that was meant to be discussed by the National Cabinet last night. They've deferred that discussion until tonight. So today's D-Day for renters, and there will be something. We've been promised there will be something for renters who've lost their job or are struggling for whatever reason as a result of this crisis.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
A lot of talk about schools and what's going on with schools. They're still open at this stage. A lot of parents keeping kids away from school. But we thought, again, a local update from the headmaster of Hale School, Dean DeLauro, is on the line. Dean, thanks for your time this morning. We just find out what an update from your school is at this point in time.
Good morning, Clarsey, Matt and Kimber, and can I say thanks for the three of you continuing to inject a bit of fun and happiness into the day. We need a bit of that at the moment, don't we?
Thanks, Dino.
Yeah, we sure do. Thanks, Dean. Now, one of your Year 6 students was near a confirmed case of coronavirus and you've needed to reach out to the parents to let them know that that was a possibility. How did that come about?
Yeah, look, last Saturday we had many boys just coming for scholarship entrance exams. And on Saturday, one of the boys who came, unfortunately, positive tested. He was not a Hale boy, but clearly our obligation is to let everybody know that that happened, follow the health authorities' guidelines and do what they asked us to do, which is make sure that we identify any boy that was near and get them to self-isolate, all those sorts of things. But it's a great shame for that boy, and apparently he's going well, so that's the most important thing.
Well, that's good news, and we wish all of those boys or anyone, you know, that was in contact, safe and happy times ahead. How are you moving forward with the way you're going to educate your students, Dean?
Yeah, look, what we've done is we announced yesterday just to our community that we're moving to an online platform. We're transitioning that way. We're actually aiming to have our first online class next Wednesday, April Fool's Day. I'm sure that's going to get a laugh.
Yeah, terrific. Stage,
but in effect, on that day, our boys will be working through different platforms like Teams, WebEx, and periods 1, 2, 3, periods 1 to 7. The boys are really thrilled. I've said they've got to wear their uniform, the whole thing.
Okay.
Roles will be marked. If they're absent from their computer screen, there'll be an absence sent through to mum and dad. And we're going to try and offer a virtual Hale School environment in their own home and try and provide that stability. We think at the moment schools are one of those places where people just need to know it's there and it hasn't changed. Hale's not closing, but we just want it to be there because while schools are there, and this is the same for every school in our country, if families know that schools are operating in some way, I think it gives them a sense of stability in these uncertain times.
Yeah, uncertain times. We're talking about leadership, and most of the time we've been talking about politicians around the world and state and federal leaders. But Dean, as a headmaster, how about you? You just have been working mostly to get the messages across, but also to remain calm?
Yeah, exactly. Who would not be anxious if you said, look, I'm feeling great and having a great time? That just can't be right, can it? But I think we all have a choice. We need to know what we can control and what we can't. What we can control is actually how we deliver our learning, and that's what we're doing. And I think each time you make a choice and feel like you have a choice, I think you do provide some sense of calm and control, and that's what we're trying to do, as opposed to focusing on things which we just can't have an influence on. And I think that's part of the problem, isn't it? People are not quite sure how they can control the bigger picture. We're getting all the messages, and I think the messages are clear. We've all got a responsibility to play in this. We've all got to do it together.
Well, Dean, there's been plenty of memes going around online saying that a lot of parents at home are about to find out that the teacher wasn't the problem. teaching your kids is not as easy as it might seem, so there'll be some harsh lessons out there for parents.
Yeah, look, that may be true. There's certainly some great memes, isn't there? I was chatting to some boys in the boarding house last night who are preparing to go home and talking about, he was saying to me, Mr. DeLauro, is it really true I have to wear my uniform on the first day of online classes? I said, yes. He said to me, what happens if I don't wear my uniform? And I said, well, we'll probably suspend you and send you home. So we'll have a laugh about that.
Dean, I've noticed that the private schools seem to be ahead of the game a little bit on this online learning scheme. I noticed some of the private hospitals are helping out where they can with the state system. Is there any way the private schools can help the public education system, give them a few guidelines or a few, I don't know how this all works, programs or ideas?
Yeah, look, I think there's two parts to play. I think it's really easy to just say, private schools have the resources to be able to do this. The state schools and the people I'm in contact with, they are doing some fantastic work. It's not that it's not that the state schools are behind. The state schools are focused in different ways. And certainly what I'm seeing is some really, I mean, we're picking up some fantastic thing from different state systems, which are helping us. And we always share anything that we can. I think, you know, we are, again, we are stronger together. This is not an arms race. This is not a competition. This is about us all putting our shoulders together with social distancing in mind and doing the best we can. So, you know, no concerns at all in terms of sharing these sorts of things, because actually, you know what? In this day and age, from a student perspective, it's not rocket science, this online world. It might be for some of us older teachers. What we're doing, though, is trying to be innovative and creative about what we can provide. So let's provide service learning or music tuition or, you know, virtual assemblies. We can do all those things. And the boys know it's possible because that's the world they live in.
And Dean, you know, big responsibility for you and the teachers. How are you all doing?
Oh, look, there's, like in every part of society, in the school right here, we've got every range of emotion going on. People who are, you know, really comfortable and not concerned about the health aspects of this for them and their family, and then others who are very, very concerned. People who agree with the government's position and people who don't agree with the government's position. But I do think there's a collective understanding that what we're trying to do is keep the school running. And I think there's also a collective understanding, I say this for all schools, that what we're trying to do is make sure as families move through this unknown, uncharted waters, that something is going to be there that they know, and that is their school. We have all been to school, and I think while schools continue to run in this way, it does give a sense of normality, and my goodness, don't we need that at the moment?
Yeah,
I do. Hey, Dean, thank you so much. Just briefly, with your school in particular, are you still open?
Yes, we are. So the other thing we're really happy to say is we're, you know, and again, this is a direction from the government which we're more than happy to abide with, is, you know, families, as we do transition to this online learning platform, families who do have, I don't know, parents in the health sector or the essential services, they can continue sending their boys to Hale. There's no problem about that. We're going to provide for them as well.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Here at home, we're doing what we can. We're trying to keep calm. And I thought, you know, a very good friend of mine was in the United States on the day of 9/11, and he went to a gig of a very famous artist, John Cale. And John Cale, of that night that it happened, and John Cale said, you know what? I'm not going to play my songs.
Yeah.
I've always found that the Beatles songs are very healing. And so he just spent the whole night doing Beatles songs and having a good old-fashioned sing-along with people, which is brilliant. Also what they used to do during the Blitz in London. You know, people would take pianos down into the tube and just play so people could have a sing. So I've got Steppy D on Glockenspiel. Give me a hit of the Glockenspiel there, Steppy D.
Hey, all right, beautiful. Nice.
Listen to that.
That sounded good.
So we're going to sing All You Need Is Love, and, you know, it's going to be a bit rough and ready, but basically we just need everyone to join in and have a sing-along.
Sounds good, mate. Yeah, get into it.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy. Everyone, well, all you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love, love, love is all you need. Hang on, I haven't finished. I just got to turn my page over.
Yeah, go for it, man, yeah.
How good was that Glockenspiel, huh?
Sensational.
Okay. Awesome.
There's nothing you can know that can't be known. Nothing you can see that isn't shown. Nowhere you can be that isn't where you're meant to be. Even at home, it's easy. Everybody, here we go. Well, all you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need. One more time, baby. Let's go on the Glockenspiel. Well, all you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love, love, love. Love is all you need. Although, to be fair, a little bit of hand sanitizer wouldn't go astray. Yeah. We were going to do the Glockenspiel solo, but I think we'll leave it there.
Oh, beautiful. Sensational.
Great.
Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Another day brings fun news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good newsreader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Well, we talk about being under pressure, but I'm just looking on my couch. I have my cat Turbo and my Dalmatian Florence, and they're just staring at each other.
They look
like 2 meters apart, and they're just staring at each other. So I don't know what's going to happen. Good social distancing. Well done, pets. Very, very
well. They're just trying to work out what the hell you're doing there at this time of the morning.
Yeah, they go, yeah, nick off. We liked it when you were gone. So obviously, it seems, you know, things have changed so quickly in the last 2 weeks, haven't they?
True.
And, you know, when Uber Eats first sort of came on the scene, we all laughed at each other and went, huh, you know what? I'll never leave the house again. Well, it turns out we are never going to leave the house again. And delivery is going to be the way of the future, certainly for the foreseeable future. So in Portland, Oregon, which is, you know, one of the coolest states in America,
yeah.
And they had, a strip club, Lucky Devil Lounge, which, of course, has had to close down. They're under similar restrictions to us. So all of the dancers, the exotic dancers, found themselves out of work. And they're like, well, what are we going to do? Well, they decided, like here, they have a rule saying that places that sell food can still take out or delivery.
Right.
So the strippers became the delivery people, and so now we have a thing called Booba Eats.
Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
I like it.
Yes, call up Lucky Devil Lounge and one or two of these professional ladies will turn up at your door scantily dressed with their Booba Eat services and will hand your food over. Though they are accompanied by a security guard, there is no touching. There is social distancing applied.
Well, no touching
but,
them.
No touching them, but for a little
this.
Bit, you'll get your meal delivered by someone not wearing very much.
I think it's really innovative. Like, you order pizza and wings and then you get bonus breast and thighs.
Oh, hey, bang. Hey, that's it. Hey. Well played, sir. Well played, sir.
KC.
Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning
on Mix 94.5.
If you've woken up and didn't hear of or hear the actual press conference with the Prime Minister last night, there are lots of thoughts on how Scott Morrison went last night, guys, and about the relevance of some of the information that he came up with on his presser on a vital day for Australia.
I was confused. I mean, I feel like he started out well, but people need clear messaging. And yesterday, the three of us were chatting about how Boris Johnson came out and made really clear guidelines on what was expected of people.
Yep.
And I think that's why ScoMo's got a script writer. And he was, if he had stuck to the script, it would have been clear. But I think he was trying to humanize himself and he started ad-libbing. And I think that's where the message got really blurry.
Yeah. Mm. What did you think, Matt?
Yes. Look, I mean, I know people ridiculed him a little bit for the B-A-R-R-E incident, which I don't actually know what it is. I'm assuming it's some kind of fitness thing.
It's a handrail workout.
Yeah, but I like the fact that he was upfront about that. But you're right, he started off really well, but their confusion. Like, for example, if things are closing at midnight tonight,
yes,
why not just close now?
Yeah,
I mean, how awful would it be if we found out that one? And don't get me wrong, I feel terrible for those businesses. Of course, we all do. But if one of those businesses that's only at the very most got another day's trading left in it for now, if that was the source of a new, burst of infections, then it seems to me to not make any sense.
Yeah, I turned on. I wanted to be inspired by my nation's leader, so I'm probably a bit more harsh on him. I thought it was a dog's breakfast, to be honest.
Did you?
Well, yeah, I thought he was very unclear in the fact that he was getting confused. He was trying to. He should have really just given the list of things that were already intact and then gone to the new list. And I thought he started stumbling a little bit. The bar thing's a mistake. He didn't. You know, I don't think he does bar exercise. But I did see some funny stuff come up on Twitter last night, and a Byron Kay on Twitter said, as a gym instructor planning to marry a hairdresser outside of school, I'm unclear how many people I can invite. So I thought it was really good.
I know, right? It's like you can only have 5 people a wedding, but it's okay to have 10 people at boot camp. So as long as you get your wedding guests to wear Lycra and do 10 burpees, you can extend your invite list by 5 more people.
That doesn't make any sense, does it?
Yeah, true. Now, Scott Morrison had a lot to say. Here's a little bit of it regarding hairdressers.
Hairdressers and barbershops will continue to be able to provide those services, but it is very important that they strictly manage the amount of time a patron is in the premise to no more than 30 minutes.
Okay, now I haven't had a haircut for so long, guys. You've seen how wingy and it's getting. Like Laurie's calling me koala every day. I need a haircut. I reckon it would take 32 minutes, so I'm out.
But again, that's so confusing because how of all of the services that we are talking about, there is no way that you can keep social distancing when you're getting your haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to shut down the beauticians yesterday, which is considered non-essential, and suddenly hair is essential. And I was the first thing I thought was, okay, so it's okay for men to get their haircut. Because there's no way that women in any... You couldn't even get a wash in that time, let alone a trim. 30 minutes is not long enough for any woman to go to the hairdresser. It's just not.
Yeah. So
Put some curlers in. You'll be right.
you'll be right. Run a brush through it.
Aren't we all just going to become a little bit feral? Aren't we all just going to become a little less consumerist?
Of course.
And we're going to learn... Yep. You know, it's not a big deal. But I just think these messages are not clear. You can still catch... the virus in the half an hour that you're at the hairdresser.
Yes, you could get it the first minute. Yeah, you could get it in a greeting even with the right social distancing or in the first minute in the chair. That's the issue there. But, you know, there's a few things there. I just wonder who the people who are advising the government as far as the medical side of things are concerned, because there's a lot of other people on various social media platforms saying we're still not shutting it down quickly enough. We're not experts, of course.
Yeah, you get the feeling they're trying to just leave little things, little treats for us to make it seem like life is kind of still normal, but actually I think that just adds to the fear and confusion.
It really does, and the fact that we're getting these reports of people who are being positively diagnosed with coronavirus that are getting their receipt going, you've been tested positive, and then they're popping down the chemist to pick up items or going to the shops to stock up for their isolation is absolutely absurd.
Yeah, true.
If that happens to you, please reach out to a neighbour or somebody else in your life to do that stuff for you. Get home as soon as possible.
Stay healthy and stay separate. I mean, you know, it's easy to have a fear, and fear can grow quite quickly of a dystopian future or whatever. But let's be honest, we just have to confront the fact that it's going to be a pretty dark couple of months, and we're going to have to just stay safe and bunker down.
Yes, and I guess for goodness sake, if you do test positive, don't think that the world's going to turn on you, and that's why you have to hide it. Just reach out. I mean, it sounds like a lot of us are going to get this at some point, so we all got to look out for each other give a friend a call and say, oh, dude, I really need you to head to the shops for me.
Okay. So, guys, if people are worried about, concerned about finances in particular, about losing employment or lower wages or no wages, and when it comes to renting a mortgage, we're going to catch up with someone. Joel Gibson from One Big Switch is going to advise us in a few minutes' time.
Right. I'll
see if we can alleviate some of that stress.
Yeah, that's the key, isn't it? Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Shut up! A West Coast superstar, and he's our man inside the Eagles. For Orbit Fitness Equipment, it's Tim Kelly with Claire's Matt and Kimber on Mix 94.5.
It's part of that West Coast Eagles lineup defeating Melbourne in the last game of round one in this bizarre AFL 2020 season at an empty stadium at Optus. G'day, Tim. How are you, mate?
Hey, I'm good, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Tim. Now, we know you've all gone into isolation as players. Have you been given instructions from the club in regards to ongoing training?
We have. So, we've all sort of been given sort of like take-home packs, just with some gear to take home. The club's opened up their gym, those sorts of things. So boys like myself, taking bikes home, weights, dumbbells, skipping ropes, bands, like all sorts of things just to keep us ticking over and ready for, hopefully when footy commences back. So, just told to, best isolate as best we can. And, obviously first priority is look after our family and our loved ones. And, and encourage everyone else to do the same, and just best isolate as best as possible. And, you know, the sooner we can do that, the sooner we can get back to living our lives the way we want.
Of course, buddy, and we can hear the kids in the background, I think, or is that, you know, down there. So obviously you continue to be busy. We saw that fascinating chat with Adam Simpson, who obviously received the news that the game would be the last game for a while anyway. Was it a strange feeling out on the ground?
Yeah, it was. It was very strange. You know, I got a phone call from Caitlin when I was just around the corner from Optus, saying that you know the update that the AFL had given everyone, which was we were to be the last game, and it was an odd feeling because it was kind of like, well, there's no next week. You know, we're not playing footy next week, and you know, there was no crowd at Optus, so that was very strange as well. But, you know, ultimately we still had 4 points to play for, and you know, once we got in, we got in and grouped up, and you know, spoke about, you know, the, you know, how important still the year is, and how important 4 points could mean come the end of, you know, eventually when the end of the season is, could mean a lot. So we knew we had a lot to play for. So, you know, we just wanted to put our best foot forward and, you know, put on a good show for, you know, all our fans and supporters. So, you know, I thought that it was good to get the win in the first game for the blue and gold.
Absolutely. Tim Kelly, Eagles champ, is with us this morning with Plaisy, Matt and Kimber. Mate, you're going to be spending a bit of time at home. There's a bit of space at your new place. Would a ride on lawnmower be handy with all that turf at your joint?
Yeah, definitely. I've had the ride on pretty much as soon as I've moved into my new joint. So, yeah. No, it's good. Yeah, the kids love jumping on it, and yeah, it gets the lawn done quick and easy, that's for sure. So, yeah, definitely spend a bit of time on that. Yeah.
Like a farmer. Awesome.
Tim, awesome for you to be at home with your three young kids now, but any new discoveries that you're making now that you're home more often?
Any new discoveries on
that about having, now that you're home with your three kids all the time, are you learning anything new now that you're home a bit more often than you were?
Oh, not learning anything new. Just that the kids are going to drive me nuts.
And, yeah, not the only one.
Caitlin's worried about all the food that I eat. So the fridge is going to go pretty quickly. It's obviously you know, it's good being able to be home and spend a lot more time with them, and you know, it's under the circumstances it's a bit strange, but you know, just going to try and turn a negative into a positive, and it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to spending a lot of time with them, and just keeping them busy, and try not to let them drive me nuts. So
yeah,
we'll see how we go.
Yeah, and for Eagles people everywhere, mate, they're probably thinking, keep eating, mate. Don't come back skinny. We need you. That's what they'd be saying right there.
Oh, look, I'll be doing everything I can to make sure I stay fit and, you know, maintain, you know, just like all our players, you know. We're still in footy mode. It's not, it's definitely not a holiday for us, that's for sure. So,
yeah.
You know, whilst we're enjoying a lot more time with our families, you know, we are still very much in footy mode. Believe that.
Yeah, I can
and
see.
For goodness sake, be careful on that ride on mower.
Yeah, I was going to say, Simo won't like that.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's pretty safe. After you've used it a couple of times, it's pretty safe. So, you can get a bit zippy on it. I just cruise along on it anyway.
No, mate, I can see on the camera there's a bit on the backyard you missed a bit. So you go and take care of that. All the best. We're thinking of you, Tim.
Thanks, guys. Plaisy, Matt and Kimber in the morning
on Mix 94.5. No matter what's going on, you've got to still try and have some fun. We know it's not easy because everyone's, let's be honest, guys, a little bit under pressure. Is that right, Kimber?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think people are a little bit confused about how serious it is and how much it is in the community. And so everyone's kind of just going about their lives. And some people are abiding by the rules and others are just a little more flippant about it. And I think until we're all on the same page, we're going to see a few issues.
Yeah, and can I just give a shout out? We have a very appropriately talked about our health workers and our emergency services people who are there for us, and you know, thank God for that, and let's hope that they continue to be so. But I was thinking yesterday as I tried to buy toilet paper for the 98th time.
Yeah, how'd you
and
go?
Failed.
Oh, dear.
Those great people who are working in places like Coles and Woolworths and any other supermarket you care to name,
yeah,
who are actually at the moment dealing with real frontline anxiety of the general public and handling it really, really well. And I just want to give a shout out to them and to remind people to be well-mannered and calm and respect the fact that they're trying to be there for you so you can get the things that you need to be at home.
Yeah, here, here.
Yeah, for sure.
I said to you guys, I was doing those Twitter call-outs on the weekend for businesses you go into, and they're just, it's like over and above. That Coles down on Cambridge Street in West Leederville, yeah, I walked into the other day, and they were, I think they're friendlier than they normally are. Well, it was not over the top, though. It was like very, very sweet. Yeah. Anything they could do to help. So you don't want to upset those people who work so hard, and like you say, at the front line.
Yeah, too, yeah, right.
Hey, guys, well, this strange new world that we live in, though, let's be honest. I caught up with my boy Sam yesterday. I say my boy, he's 22, right? He's looking for a job. Good time to be looking for a job, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I caught up with Sam. This is what our catch-up. We often catch up and have lunch. So I drive to his place. We go for a drive, have a chat. We drive to Muzz Buzz and do the drive-through. So we're not going into an establishment because everything's takeaway. We go to Muzz Buzz Malaga. We get coffee and banana bread for Sam, right? We drive around the corner. We drive through the drive-through at McDonald's Malaga, and I get a toasted sandwich and an OJ. We drive to a shady park and park in Alexander Heights and have a chat, right? We drive back to his place. We park in the driveway of his place, and we have a chat. And then I say, see you, mate. I'm not quite sure when, but I'll see you soon. It's just the weird new world. We got to catch up and have a chat. I didn't hug my son at the end of the day. How bizarre is that?
Oh, yeah. I think I freaked my poor mum out. I was saying earlier because I said to her, look, I'm going to see you in a minute. I am going to be wearing a mask and gloves because I've been at the shops for you, and I just want to be absolutely 100% careful because mum's got some breathing issues. But I know that when I walked in the door, she looked at me like, oh, my God, it's the end of days. You know, I scared the hell out of her.
I've just gone down the route of I'm not even seeing anyone. Like, I'm just sort of, I've had a, you know, chat online with my parents, and that's about it. I've already isolated from everyone, so it's kind of good that you can still at the moment see a few of your family members and share a car with them and, you know, still see your mum even if you are dressed in a hazmat suit.
I could just imagine Matt walking like this new superhero. Hi, Mum, it's Hazmat. That's your new name, bud.
How bizarre. You know, it's so weird because, you know, the life goes on. She's still sitting there watching Studio 10. It's just that I'm sitting there with me full hazmat on and we're still chatting about, you know, whether, oh, that Joe the Ninth guy, isn't he, Mum?
Mate, you have to send us a photo in your outfit with the socials. We'll get it on Instagram.
Oh, God. Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning
on Mix 94.5. Fran from Rockingham. Good morning, Fran. How are you doing?
Really good, thank you. And you?
We're going okay. Yeah, we're all good. In different locations at this point in time in our different homes.
Self-isolation. Good on you guys.
Yeah. What's on your mind, Fran?
Well, I want to give hats off to the healthcare workers that actually come to the home. My hubby is currently undergoing treatment for melanoma, and we have to have silver chain come to the home. We have to have chemo at home come to the home. We have to have the blood test people come to the home.
Yep.
They do it and they are wonderful, just wonderful.
Yeah, that's not easy, Fran. And I guess, you know, you've got to be cautious about how you're protecting your home and how you're making it safer for them as well and vice versa. Sure. But it's great that people are still willing to help out.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've had to tell our kids, you know, come and stand downstairs and talk to us at the balcony. You know, we can't even let the kids and grandkids in.
Yeah, and how's he going? He's got a bit going on by the sound of it and on top of all of this.
No, he's good. We have good days and bad days, but, you know, we're hopefully on the up and up now.
Yeah, what's his name, Fran?
Max.
Give Max all the best from all of us here.
Will do. Thank you.
Thanks, Fran. Yeah, to those people doing the locum or the call-outs or whatever at home, it's brilliant work and gutsy as well, so we appreciate that.
Yeah. Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning
on Mix 94.5. Janine in Ballajura. Good morning, Janine. How are you travelling?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Still working, so that's a really good, positive thing.
You're very lucky if we're working.
Yeah. So last night my partner and I were talking about, you know, what would happen, you know, in the event that one of us, you know, lost our jobs or whatever. And my partner turned around and said to me, well, you know, with things going on the way that they are. Now, what he meant to actually say was, if they put me off. But what he actually said was, if they put me down. I just raced up laughing. And I just sat there and he just looked at me and said, why are you laughing? It's not a laughing matter. And I just said, hey, do you just realise what you said? They're going to put you down. I think we're going to have more problems if they put you down than if they put you off.
It's called gallows humour, and I think we're all starting to go that way. You know, we have to keep laughing. It's a serious time. We're doing our best, and if we stop laughing, we're in big trouble, Janine.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm a property manager, and I get emails every day from people who lose their jobs, and it's hard out there. It really is. And if you can't actually laugh when you have all this misery around you, what's left?
Yeah.
That's true. Otherwise, you're just going to have to put the husband in the car and drive him out to the paddock.
Yeah, put down or stood down. Hey, thanks, Janine. Thanks for the laugh.
Special trip to the farm.
Thank you. Have a great day.
That's a beauty. Yeah, that's what you tell the kids, isn't it? To Clarkson. G'day. Hey, Georgie, how are you going?
Hello. How are you?
Good to hear your voice. How are you going at your place, and how's the family?
Yeah, look, we're getting there. I'm still working. I'm a truck driver. So, you know, we're classed as essential at the moment. So that's really good. We've still got income coming in. It's certainly a bit quiet out there at the moment in regards to the freight that we're carting and dropping off and picking up. But, look, hopefully things will get better. Well, I know things will get better.
And, Georgie, what are you experiencing out there?
I've been on the receiving end of some really nasty comments along with my daughter, where we're currently in the process of dealing with her. She's just been diagnosed with asthma, so we're mucking around with different puffers and a few bits and pieces. So unfortunately, one of the side effects of asthma is coughing.
Right, yes.
And it's a very dry, non-mucus producing cough. Yeah. But the looks that I'm getting, the stink eye I'm getting off people, is just horrible. So I'm putting it out there to people, ask them, just stop. If something bothers you, turn the other way.
Yeah.
You know, we can't not cough or sneeze and, you know, we should be practicing good hygiene anyway. You know, it's just people need to calm down a little bit and, you know, stop being rude to other people and being judgmental. And I got a letter from my doctor for my daughter stating that, hey, she's not contagious. She's actually asthmatic and we're trying to deal with it at the moment.
Absolutely. Like
I've had to justify myself as to why my daughter's coughing, and it's really hard. And my poor daughter, she's feeling like she's a leper.
Yeah, hear that, Georgia. That's good advice for all of us, and you are an essential service. Goodness knows we need the trucks to continue to bring all of the things we need, and feel free, if you are carding toilet paper, to drop a four-pack at my desk.
Matt's place, he's there now.
Oh, gosh. The other day, I had a full truckload. I had 13 pallets on board.
Oh, my God.
Sanitizer, toilet rolls, bleach, you name it, I had it.
You had the full bank.
So I quickly scooted back to the depot to make sure I wasn't mugged on the way.
Yeah, richest woman in the world.
Need to travel with armor guard.
Yeah.
For sure.
Hey, Georgie, I get what you're talking about. You just see how people are judged on a daily basis for various things. But I didn't have a hay fever tablet yesterday, so I started sneezing and all of a sudden got the guilts for sneezing as I'm walking into a shop. Yeah. Not good.
Yeah, no, it's not good. And people just need to, if it bothers you, turn the other way.
Yep.
You know, stop making these awful comments because you're making the rest of us feel pretty awful.
Good luck to you and the family, Georgie.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Good girl. Let's go to Port Kennedy. Daniel, how are you travelling?
Not too bad, yourself?
We're going okay, mate. We're lucky we've got employment right now, but how about your lot? What's going on?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm one of these silly truck drivers that has to keep working.
we need you, bud.
We need you.
The central driver.
Yeah, I mean, this week I've actually got to go from Perth to Melbourne across four different states. So,
wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Will you be able to do that, Daniel?
Yeah, we're allowed to keep going.
Just got to.
We're having places now that have closed their showers to us. We're not allowed to stop and have showers at some of these places.
Right. Yep.
You know, we've got to start taking all our own food again because we can't actually sit down and have a meal somewhere.
Mm.
And the biggest thing for me is if I go away, do my trip and come home, I've got my wife and three kids at home. Do I go home and see them when I get home, or do I quarantine myself in the truck?
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose they're the answers that people aren't really sure about for truck drivers, because we definitely need you. And that's the thing is, I suppose now that everybody's starting to practice self-isolation and that everyone's sort of trying to put themselves in that position as best they can, hopefully that will minimise any trouble that you go into or find as well, and that'll keep your family safe.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping so, but, you know, even the risk of just, you know, going somewhere to get a coffee while yeah. I'm out on the road.
Yeah. And Daniel, are you getting to borders, mate? Just let us know how it works. Are you getting to borders, having to show your paperwork like you're crossing the Mexican border into the United States? How is it?
No, it's not that bad yet. I'm pretty sure it's just the cars that are getting checked at the moment.
Right.
You know, we just rock up there like normal and give them a wave and through we go, you know. So I think if they actually stopped us doing what we're doing, I think most of Australia would have a bit less than toilet paper to worry about.
Yeah, too right. Keep on trucking, Daniel.
Thanks, bud.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, mate. There's Daniel, back-to-back truckies right there, pretty much.
Keep
there was two
on
in
trucking.
There.
I could just see Matt on the side of the road pulling the horn, like, going, Matt, do the horn. Pull it down.
Yeah, don't worry. I grew up watching Convoy. You remember that, Phil?
Convoy. Hey, rubber ducky. Yeah.
We got the biggest convoy.
Now, Matt, save your voice, mate. Because I've been told the guitar has been ready for about 3 days and you're doing a song that might just have a chance of bringing us all together.
Well, look, you know, it's not a big one. It's not a big production number.
Okay.
We just thought that occasionally over the next few days we might throw in a couple of healing Beatles or whatever songs, and mostly not about me doing a song, but more about we three and hopefully the people at home joining in for a bit of a sing-along.
Okay, so that is minutes away, right?
It is, yes.
Okay, so Matt is going to bring us all together with his guitar in his lounge room with a cover version of C.W. McCall's Convoy very, very soon.
Maybe, can I just say...
Maybe not.
...that I hope that I'm right, but I think Steppy D may be joining me on my stepdaughter on the Glockenspiel.
Oh, beautiful.
...for this song.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning.
On Mix 94.5.
Matt, the PM has been speaking this morning.
Yes, the PM, obviously a busy man at the moment, and it looks like, well, yes, elective surgery from midnight tonight will be put on hiatus for the foreseeable future. So for those people who were thinking they were going to get something fixed that they've no doubt been, you know, dealing with for quite some time on some list, unfortunately you're going to have to wait a little bit longer. But presumably we need all of our medicos dealing with the frontline coronavirus issue.
Yeah, and I mean, and you guys know I always say when we're out and about in public, I always want to say hi to everyone who was walking the dog or walking past in the community because I think it's important. But yesterday I was thinking to myself, it's even more important now because as we all physically distance ourselves from one another,
yep.
We might be that might be the only person who says hello to you in a day, you know, who you pass. And so I think it's important because we're all isolated. And we got this email from a listener, and this might, I'm not trying to blow smoke up our bums here. I'm just saying, like, we're isolated too. And
I'm up for it.
It's nice that the listeners are reaching out to us too. And Janet sent us a lovely message that said, "Hi, Claisey, Matt and Kimber. A huge thank for the shows this week. I love you normally. And when I tune in the morning, it's like opening the front door and letting our fun family in.
Oh.
All the fabulous banter, laughter and music brightens the mornings. But this week has been even more amazing. You're also calming, community-minded and showing a great example by social distancing, by working alone. Love the extra added doggy barks from you too, Matt."
during a serious chat with the Premier, mind you.
Yeah. It just makes you feel as if we're all home with our three mates. You've got caring souls. I love what you do. And a big thanks to the show. And she says, "All I have to do is make it better by hearing that song twice this week."
Yes,
of course, the Pink song in the No Repeat Workday. And Janet said to have a great week. But thank you, Janet, because it means something to us too. Like, you know, we are on our own, and it's great to know that you're all out there as well.
Yeah, that Pink song is Can We Pretend, which we will double up at some stage during our No Repeat Workday, which means it won't be a No Repeat Workday, right, for $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a message here from a friend of mine who's a medical professional, and out of respect for her, because I don't have permission to read this out, but I'll give you bits. But I will say that she has contacted us this morning, and she said, "Can you tell Matt that when you did All You Need Is Love this morning, mate?" She cried in the car because, yeah, there's a lot going on in her world, and she just wanted to let you know. Thanks for the song. She said, as you can imagine, the healthcare workers, you can imagine there's a lot of fear going on, along with them being very professional and on the front line. and rolling up to work every day. So, as she said, such a difficult time. And it looks like she and her fiance may be having to cancel the wedding, and that looks quite likely at this point in time. So she said thank you to us to be here and spread the message, and for the song in particular, Maddie, this morning. And I just want to say to that friend, and you know, friend of all of us, because she's there doing the work, you know, we really feel for you about your wedding, but all the best to you as well, and thank you. You got to thank those. It's like thanking first responders at 9/11, isn't it, really, when you think about it? Yeah, that kind of thing. So,
yeah, we're all nervous, and there are people out there who are just standing up and doing what they have to do because that's the skills that they have, and I don't know how we'll ever be able to thank those people.
Yeah, they're just saying, Kimber, to say, stay home, because they don't want the spread to continue as it has been around the planet.
They're not asking much, so everyone just do the right thing. We can stop this, and we can go back to our lives sooner rather than later if we just do what's important now. And as we said yesterday, you don't have to wait for the government to make these calls. You don't have to wait for the government to say, hey, you shouldn't be going out to do that frivolous, you know, like appointment that you don't need or whatever, or you don't need to go see your friends. Like, everybody just needs to try their best right now. We're all making sacrifices, and it's for the greater good.
Yeah.
Yes, this isn't forever. It will get back to normal, and it'll get back to normal faster if we're a bit strict on ourselves now.
Not forever, but it is real. And as you mentioned off the top of this bit here, Matt, the PM, of course, mentioning this morning, all elective surgery cancelled from midnight tonight.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning
on Mix 94.5.
Guys, there's a lot going on. The Prime Minister has spoken again this morning. He's doing a hell of a lot of presses right now, and cancelled all elective surgery across the nation from midnight tonight, which is affecting so many people, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, one of those people is Stephanie from Quinns Rock. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you going? What's your situation?
Hi, how you going, mate? So I'm one of these bowel cancer people, and I was on a stoma bag, and 8 weeks ago I actually got given my operation date for the 14th of April, and this morning, which I knew was coming, we got the text saying it's been cancelled and not going to be happening for the foreseeable future. So I don't know what that means, but I'm expecting a good year two at least, I'd say. But I understand it, but, oh, my God, I'm not going to lie, I did have a little bit of a cry because I've been so hanging to get this bag off me.
Oh, of course, Stephanie. I mean, how long have you now been waiting for that surgery?
A year and a half. So I'm a category 3 cancer patient. So they had to wait for a bit, which I understand. And I'm like, look, it's livable. Yeah. But if I can ask everyone, please leave toilet paper for people like us too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? You still sound like you've got the best attitude there, Stephanie. And I say this all the time. I don't know how I would cope in your situation, and especially now that you've had to take another blow. So anything that people can do to try and make life easier for you, we would reward that because, yeah, it's hard enough as it is.
Yeah, and I just think it's going to get a lot harder. And like I said, I'm not, thank God I'm a survivor of it.
Yeah.
And it is, it's annoying, but I mean, come on, you can understand what's going on. I just, but there's more people out there that are needing surgery as well, just like me and worse. So really I'm quite kind of lucky that I finished all my chemo and everything like that.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of people out there.
We feel for you, Stephanie, and you sound like an absolute legend. So thank you so much for your great attitude.
Yeah, you're very upbeat there, Steph.
If I could just say something, everyone, you don't need to go out. Just stay home.
Yeah.
Just stay home so we can get surgery again and we can get to living on life like it used to be. Well, maybe not like it used to be, but a new better of what it used to be.
Yeah, good on you, Stephanie. As the guy said, your attitude, you know, elective surgery cancelled, you may have the bag there for another year or maybe more, but we really appreciate your call this morning and all the best to you.
Thank you, and you keep safe too, mate.
Thanks, buddy.
Good on you, Steph.
New Prime Minister, I think, Stephanie of Quinns.
Yeah.
Let's go to Morley. Wendy, good morning. How are you going?
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me on the show. Look, you're doing a fantastic job. My message for today is to think about the elderly and the vulnerable people at home. The elderly people are people that have created our wonderful world, and Also, they're quite often not able to be on social media because they don't have that sort of technology. So some of them are very isolated, and with all the lockdowns and everything happening now, it's going to be more so. So the shout out really is for anyone who's got loved ones, who's got people that live on their own that probably are going to be feeling very isolated. Please just give them a call. That could be the only call they have for the day, the week, and it could just make all the difference in their day.
Wendy, you're absolutely right. I told you earlier, told the guys that I went to visit my mum, who's in exactly that situation. She has no internet. She doesn't know how to use any of that stuff. And I looked in her fridge and it was full of chocolate. And I went, hey, hang on a minute. What are you doing here? And she told me that a chap and his children had gone around to all 12 of her units in her complex and left a little basket with some chocolates and some bickies saying, you know, we're here for you. Please take care. And, yeah, I just thought that was such a beautiful gesture.
Hey, there you go, Kimber. You can use that excuse.
I will use that excuse. But, Wendy, it's great that you are mentioning it because it is so important. And I've seen online that a lot of people have got this initiative going where they're saying, because you've got your kids home now and you've got nothing for them to do and they're bored or whatever, get them to draw some cards or write some cards and send them off to the nursing homes because they're not getting any visitors. They haven't got anyone to come and say hi. And, you know, when we were kids, I know we used to be in the school choir and our choir would go out to the nursing homes and sing and perform for them and, you know, try and give a bit of entertainment and give something back. And so if your kids are home and looking for something to do, it's a great thing to get them into thinking of others.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's great. And those recipients will be the people who know what stamps and snail mail are, which is brilliant, Wendy. We have so much admiration and love for our senior sits. Hey, Wendy, thanks for your call this morning. Good to hear your voice.